Hello and welcome to the 4th-and-1 podcast. I'm your host, Cameron Ritz. We are going to week 12 of the NFL season, switching over from YouTube to Apple Podcasts and Spotify. YouTube just had a bunch of weird rules, so, you know, switching over here, and really this is the main goal to get on Apple Podcasts, but we're going to do my power rankings and predictions. Those will basically be weekly things. And podcasts every week, possibly getting up to 2 a week, depending on what happens or whatever. But gonna get right into my power rankings. At 32, I have the Detroit Lions. They showed a bit of improvement staying competitive with the Browns, but also it was due to the Lions just having a great second half on defense. Still, the offense has struggled. DeAndre Swift, still a pretty solid guy for them there. Still didn't get a lot of the carries, but Jamal Williams, hopefully coming back this week. But Detroit, again, they're just not a good team. 0-9-1, you really just cannot be classified as a team that is competitive really at all. But still, Detroit is one of those teams that this week, I think they get their first win. Bit of a sneak peek into my predictions there. At 31, I have the New York Jets. They're 2-8. They're coming up against this week against the Houston Texans. Should be a pretty good game for two bad teams. We'll see who's the worst of the worst. 30, I have the New York Giants. They just got absolutely dominated all around by the Buccaneers. Daniel Jones is clearly not fit to be a starting quarterback. I think we've all seen the screen interception. It was terrible, but Daniel Jones, he's got to get it back together. They've got to get a win together. They got to get two wins, something. Jason Garrett was fired from that team, which I think was definitely the right move. Jason Garrett was a terrible coordinator. The amount of talent that he had, didn't use Galladay at all. So, and the talent that Galladay has is unbelievable. So, I think it was definitely the right move firing Garrett. But still, I don't see much improvement for this team. At 29, I had the Jacksonville Jaguars. And there's just a few teams. New York, I think they've played worse. And Jacksonville, they've won a few games that they probably shouldn't have against Buffalo. But still, Jacksonville, just not a good team. 28, Chicago Bears. A lot of stuff going on with this team. Khalil Mack is out for the year. Matt Nagy, is he out after this game? Reports are that he is. But if you're a Bears fan, you are rooting for the Lions. You want Matt Nagy out of there as quick as you can and try and get in somebody that is more competent than Matt Nagy. I mean, if you really look at the trends here, when Nagy is not calling the plays, they're winning. When he is, they're losing. So you tell me who's the problem there. At 27, I have the Seattle Seahawks. This team is just an absolute dumpster fire right now. Russell Wilson has really not been Russ. He's rushed himself back, which I can't blame him. Trying to help your team, do whatever you can. But this team is just a complete dumpster fire. 26, I have the Houston Texans. They've had two quality wins. They blew out Jacksonville in week one, which I don't think anybody expected. And then they go in and get a huge win against Tennessee, who is definitely weakened from injuries to Derrick Henry and A.J. Brown. But still, that defense played really well, intercepting Tannehill 2 times and route to a big win. It's not going to help them. All that does really is hurt them and ruin their chances at getting a better player in the draft. But a guy like Stingley or Thibodeau, who may possibly fall, but I think it's definitely going to be Detroit getting Thibodeau, which is going to be huge. But at 25, I have the Las Vegas Raiders, another team that's just so complicated. But a round of applause for them not having a criminal on their team this week, so good job. Or having a coach being fired, so good job to them. But still, Las Vegas is just a team that is all over the place, then I just can't justify putting any higher. 24, I have the Atlanta Falcons. They have just completely fallen off 3 points in the past 8 quarters. That is terrible football. Atlanta went from being a 4-4 team, possible playoff contender, to a 4-6 team, possible top 10 pick team. So, With the Calvin Ridley being out, his personal issues with the team, Ridley has played his last snap in Atlanta. That's almost a guarantee. So it's either you've got to go straight into rebuild or you're going all out. Matt Ryan is not the problem. It is the defense and really all around that team is the problem, except for Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan has been awesome, along with Cordell Patterson. He's been great on my fantasy team. 23, I have the Washington football team. This is a team, these 23 through 20 teams are, those three teams are teams that you really don't want to be coming up against right now. They're teams that aren't awful, but they aren't great. Like Washington, they're a good team. I still believe that. Still have a great, very talented defense. But Washington, they've just had a couple of bad games. But I think Washington, they definitely have the potential to be a 10-6 team, or 11-6 team. Heinicke's starting to play better. So, you know, Washington, they're definitely a dangerous team to be playing right now. 22, Miami Dolphins, another team that's just dangerous to play right now. They're getting hot. It's possibly too late. Who knows? But it's still Miami. They've got to figure it out. Tua's got to figure it out. But Miami, they've got a big game coming up this week, and if they can win that, they can definitely be a team that I would consider to be a possible team that's going to give some teams a run for their money, like New England and Buffalo. At 21, I had the Denver Broncos. They're 5-5, another team just like Las Vegas. They're just such a hard team to judge. They go out and beat Dallas, then they go out and lose to a terrible team. I can't forget the last team that can't remember the last team that they lost to, but they're just such a confusing team all around, and they're 5-5. They could definitely make the playoffs. You just got to string together a few wins, but trading away Von Miller has definitely just sent them into a rebuild, and I think they are definitely starting to regret not picking Fields. Don't get me wrong, Sertan's been awesome this year, but when you already have one of the better secondaries, you don't need to buff that up even more with Sertan, but Fields, they are definitely regretting not picking Fields there. At 20, I have the Carolina Panthers. They're another team that's just so hard to judge. They go out and win a big game, and then they go out and lose to Washington. So it's going to be close, but they're just a team on the edge of contending and a team on the edge of contending for a top 10 pick. At 19, I have the New Orleans Saints. Without Jameis Winston, who I think brought a whole new energy to that team, and it showed through the first 8 games of the season. Now without Jameis in there, they've just completely lost energy. It's just really bad going on right there in New Orleans. But they're still a competitive team, a team that is going to be dangerous to go up against. Depending on who's at quarterback, Trevor Siemian was awful. But this team was the same team that, even with Siemian, competed with Tennessee. Only lost by 4 there. But I think it should be time for Taysom Hill to come back in. I think he definitely gives them the best chance to win. At 18, the Cleveland Browns. I am giving up on these guys. You cannot be, if you're Baker Mayfield, you cannot be playing on the same level as Tim Boyle. This guy, Tim Boyle, shouldn't even be in the NFL. He should be nowhere near it. Go look at his college stats. Posted on Twitter, retweeted. But still, if you're Baker Mayfield, you have got to get it figured out. Because your job is on the line now. First 2 years, you know, he played good. Now he's coming into crunch time where he's in big trouble losing his job as the Browns' starting quarterback. At 17, I have the Philadelphia Eagles. This is a team that can win on any given night. I'd be pretty confident that they could beat Arizona 2 times out of 10. It's not great, but still, seeing that I didn't have much confidence going into the season, and I don't think really anyone thought that Philadelphia was going to be this kind of a team where they're going to stick around to that 500 and pull off a few big wins against some pretty good teams. They ran for, I think, 270 yards or something crazy against New Orleans. So Jalen Hurts, he's starting to mold into that QB1 guy. Yeah, I think Philadelphia is the only way that they can, I think the only place that they can go right now is up. At 16, I have the San Francisco 49ers. I'm still not completely bought in. Yes, you won by 20 to the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Rams. Still, I'm not bought in, but another win tonight, another win, I think that I'm definitely bought in against the Vikings. If they can win against the Vikings, I am bought in. It's the same with Minnesota. If they can win against San Francisco, I'm bought in. But at 15, I have the Pittsburgh Steelers. I was a bit concerned about these guys after a tie to Detroit. Came back, fought back, and they went up in my rankings a lot after a loss to the Chargers. They fought back. I thought the game was over with about 10 minutes left. Kilbrew blocks the punt. They get a touchdown off a pretty easy call on pass interference there, but they fought back in it. They made it a close game. They had the lead, but the great play from Mike Williams to get in the end zone, broken down coverage is what costed Pittsburgh that game. Not having Minka definitely showed, or TJ Watt. At 14, I have Minnesota Vikings. Again, same thing with San Francisco. I'm not bought in just yet to them being a playoff team. Yeah, they've had an impressive win last week, just like San Francisco did against LA. I'm still not entirely bought in, but with a win against San Francisco, it's the same thing for San Francisco. A win against Minnesota, I am officially bought in. At 13, I had the Cincinnati Bengals. It was a close game until the fourth quarter where Cincinnati just prevailed as the better team against Las Vegas. But still, they cannot have it be that close of a game going to the fourth quarter. I get they won it 32-16, but they've got to be a lot better in early game. Against pretty good teams, you're not going to be able to just blow them out in the fourth quarter against playoff teams. At 12, I have the Indianapolis Colts. I am bought in. Jonathan Taylor is an MVP candidate. Look out for these guys to make a run at the AFC South. Tennessee a bit injured right now. No Derrick Henry, Jonathan Taylor, and the Colts. They are ready to go and possibly win that division. I think Indianapolis has a 2-5 chance to win that division. At 11, I have the LA Chargers. Got a big win against Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh's a good team. Don't get me wrong, but LA, they cannot let them back in that game, up by 20 almost, and you let them back in late in the fourth quarter, but still put together a game-winning drive, and Justin Herbert has joined that conversation as a top-5 quarterback. There's not too many guys that are going to run right up the middle. Cameron Hayward made a great play on the chase down, but saved a touchdown, but Justin Herbert is not afraid to go run right up that defense. Justin Herbert is definitely in the conversation for a top-5 QB. At 10, I have the Buffalo Bills. Have a few questions about them right now, but listen to Bill Simmons' podcast this morning. Buffalo is always, when they've been in question, they've always gotten a big win and say, you know what, this team doesn't have as many flaws as we thought. I think Buffalo does get that big win against New Orleans. At 9, I have the New England Patriots, the hottest team in football right now. They have their defense is playing like a top one unit. They are playing like the best defense in the NFL. Mac Jones is the best rookie quarterback, and I don't think it's too close. New England is rolling. At number 8, I have the Tennessee Titans. I just can't excuse their two of their three losses are to the Jets and the Texans. That's not good. It's really not good. Yeah, but they've gotten a bunch of big wins, so it's still a team that I'm a bit concerned about with all the injuries going on with them. So Tennessee is definitely a team to watch. At 7, I have the Dallas Cowboys. Without Amari Cooper, without CeeDee Lamb for most of it, Zeke was out for most of it. I think Dallas still loses with all of them. Kansas City is on a roll. But Dallas, I don't have too many concerns about. I still think they're one of the better teams in the NFL. At 6, I have the LA Rams. They need to get a big momentum-boosting win against the Packers. Packers a bit demoralized after a loss to the division rivals, Vikings. So, LA, they just need a bye week. This bye week was perfectly placed. They got a huge draw there. Just get a whole week of practice to let that all that talent mold and mesh. And I think LA does get the win against Green Bay. Just a bit of a sneak peek there. At 5, I have the Green Bay Packers. They would be one pretty easily right now if they beat Minnesota. But Minnesota, they're, again, one of those teams that can win on any given night. In Green Bay, they were out. They were without Aaron Jones, but A.J. Dillon filled in that role beautifully. So it's still Green Bay knocked down a bit after a loss, but still I think they're one of the better teams in the NFL. At 4, I have the Kansas City Chiefs. I am bought in. I said they needed to win at all costs. They won by 10 at all costs. Kansas City is officially back. At 3, I have the Baltimore Ravens. To win with Tyler Huntley at quarterback, it takes a lot to do that. Whenever a team can win without their star quarterback, that makes that team officially a playoff contender and possibly Super Bowl contender. At 2, I have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're a great team. Don't get it mixed up. They had 2 tough losses in a row. Bye week. Now they're back with a blowout win against New York. And I think Tampa Bay is going to go on a pretty big win streak here. At 1, I have the Arizona Cardinals. Tough loss a week ago to the Panthers, but they got back on track with the win against the division rival Seattle Seahawks. So we're going to get into my predictions now. We're going to start off with the Lions and Bears. Give me the Lions. This is going to be a big game. Matt Nagy possibly fired. Who knows? The Bears are denying it, but I am not. Detroit is winning this one, and Matt Nagy is definitely fired after this loss. Raiders and Cowboys, give me the Cowboys here. On Thursday at 4, I don't think Dallas is going to lose this one. Coming off a loss to Kansas City, Raiders, they're still just not a good team. It's not too hard to see it now. Dallas is going to win this one pretty easily. Bills and Saints can be a pretty good game, but I think the Bills do win it. They need a big win, and they get it here against the Saints. And I think it's quite obvious. Buffalo, they know how bad they need this, and they're going to come out hot. And I think they kind of blow out the Saints. I think they definitely win by 10 or more. Steelers and Bengals, this can be a pretty good game. Both these teams fighting for playoff spots. But I think the Bengals do pull out a close win in Cincinnati. It's going to be a really good game. I just think Cincinnati is just slightly a better team and at home. They need a big win. TJ Watt definitely out for the year, possibly. Who knows? But I consider him out for the year. Minkah Fitzpatrick is questionable. So I think Cincinnati does win this one. Bucks and Colts, two of the hottest teams right now. I think the Bucks win a close game. Jonathan Taylor may be a bit worn out from his 5-touchdown game. Unbelievable. I'm sorry to everybody who had to go against him in fantasy. But I just think Tampa Bay is just the better team. It just comes down to that. There's no amount of momentum that Indianapolis could have to beat Bucks. At 7... The Panthers and Dolphins, give me the Dolphins. They're a hot team right now. They've won 2 straight, 2 quality wins in a row. Against the Jets, not great, but to beat the Ravens is pretty impressive. So I think the Dolphins keep their winning streak going here. Titans and Patriots, give me the Patriots here. I don't think this is going to be as close as a game as most think. Tennessee, they're going to be a bit cold. The injury issues are definitely clear. In New England, they are the hottest team in football. So I think they do win this one. Eagles and Giants has been an easy win for the Eagles. Get them to 500 on the year and definitely put them in playoff contention. Falcons and Jaguars. Give me the Falcons here. Jacksonville is just not a good team. In Atlanta, they need a big win. But I could definitely see a Jaguars win for sure. Jacksonville is definitely a good enough team, or a good enough team compared to compared to the Falcons to win this one. But I just think Atlanta knows how much they need this win to stay kind of in the playoff race, but it's going to be a close game. Jets and Texans, this could go either way. It's really just a coin toss, but I think Houston, coming off a big win, is going to beat the Jets here. The Jets, they've only beat teams with a winning record, so I think the Texans win here. Chargers and Broncos, give me the Chargers here. Denver, again, one of those confusing teams that I just don't think they're going to be good enough to beat LA, and I think LA is going to get a big momentum win here in a blowout. Rams and Packers. This is easily going to be the best game possibly of the year, possibly in the NFC Championship preview, but give me the Rams. Aaron Rodgers dealing with a foot issue. Rams, they've got that bye week. They're going to be well rested. They're going to have another week of that talent being meshed together. Odell taking on a bigger role. Give me the Rams in a close win. Vikings and 49ers, give me the 49ers. 49ers, they're hot. So is Minnesota. When it comes down to everything, I think the 49ers are just slightly a better team. And I think the 49ers do win this one. Browns and Ravens on Sunday night. This should not be the Sunday night game. Change the schedule and give it to the Rams and Packers. Just saying. The Ravens get an easy win here. I get last year it was a great game. Hopefully we see another one of those games, but I think Baltimore still does win this one. Seattle and Washington. Washington, a hotter team. Seattle, one of the colder teams. I think Russ could definitely get back to Russ form this week against a poor defense, but I think Washington still does win as their defense has started to pick up a bit of steam. Well, thank you for watching. I'm your host, Cameron Ritz. This is going to be the basic podcast every week, just weekly uploads. Thank you for watching.